welcome to Heisenberg's Playhouse for the final time. Just a little delayed this last episode. Just a shtickle past the deadline. A few weeks. We were grieving over the loss of Breaking Bad, over the end of Breaking Bad. But in all actuality, we recorded the finale, and then we had editing troubles, and then we're really slackers. So anyway,
there was the possibility of three more episodes being filmed because a rich guy wanted it. Okay,
exactly. I was holding off. I was holding off in case Katzenberg got his way and we got to see, like, you know, whatever, you know, Walt, you know, Walt come back from the dead or whatever. Oh, spoiler alert.
15 minutes of Walt on the floor going, oh.
That would have been good. Joining me this time is Jeremy R. Hudson from RadioBastard.com and
Hello.
The Bastard Cast. Also Matthew Jackson from NerdBastards.com and also from Blaster.com. He's slumming it to join us here. Fellas, we're going to do this quick and dirty. We're not going to spend too much time mourning over the corpse. It's not a lost podcast. We're not gonna sit here and debate everything for another 20 episodes. Impressions of the finale. Matt, go.
Well, since we're recording this a bit later,
I've had
the opportunity to look through a number of fan theories and fan speculation and important people, intellectual speculation about the way this ended. And
so not Damon Lindelof.
This did not help me get over the finale of Lost. I don't know about you, but
actually, if I can quickly interject, just to put that to baby to bed before we talk too much about that, you know what put me at rest with the ending of Lost? Time, because it happened 38 fucking years ago. So that's how I got over the shit.
Yeah.
Lost. I went, well, that sucked. Hey, other TV shows.
Yes, indeed. People are still mad about the Saint Elsewhere finale. What are you going to do? Anyway, it was not... I don't think it was a dream. I don't think it was a near-death hallucination. I think it was just a pulpy, very plot-heavy, very satisfying end to a show. I mean... I don't understand the people who think it was a dream. This was the dream, but an ATM crushing a guy's head wasn't a dream, and half of Gus's head getting blown off wasn't a dream. But, the machine gun in the trunk, that's just implausible. How are we supposed to believe that everything went over this well? This is a guy... what I love about the finale is we watched a guy kind of figure his way through... 4.5 seasons of television. We watched a guy, almost get caught for 4.5 seasons. And then we come to the finale, and the stuff at the mansion, the stuff with Skyler, the stuff with Uncle Jack and the machine gun in the trunk, all works out perfectly except that one stray bullet.
Did Walter White die a hero?
No.
Do you think some people think he did?
Oh, of course. Of course.
I got a hero send-off. You said it was satisfying. That's a word.
It was very satisfying.
I think that's a word that has been the one that I've heard most associated with the finale. But and Jeremy, we discussed this before. Do you think that it was too fan servicey? Do you think they kind of just bent to the whim of the people and kind of stayed away from the artsy kind of ending where they kind of said, well, make your own interpretation, or went bold? They didn't go bold. Jeremy, do you think they went bold?
Bold, no. I know where you're coming from when you say that it was fan service, but I disagree. I think they just wonderfully wrapped everything up in a bow.
Well, in a lot of Vince Gilligan's post-game comments, though, he mentioned many times that they had kind of weighed... you know, what the fan reaction would be. And me, personally, I don't like hearing that because I want them to just... I don't feel like that's what they did when they were crafting some of the other great moments in the show, some of the other signature moments of the show. I think they went their own way, and
well,
I think it was shocking, and I wanted that with the finale. I mean,
But you're going to want to leave your fans satisfied when it's the finale, when it's done, when it's all over. I don't think you want to, as a creative person, I don't think they would want to leave it. So, no, screw you guys. This is the way I wanted it to end. He got hit by a bus, everyone. That's just how life works. Sometimes it's a random bus that hits you, and it's over. No,
I feel like that'd be more faithful to the artist. That's, I mean, it sounds weird to say that as not the artist, as someone just watching it, but I want the end of the show to be faithful to the rest of the construction of the show, and the rest of the construction of the show felt very much, this is our story, this is how we want to tell it. I would have liked that for the finale. To me, they didn't go far enough. To me, they didn't really shock me. It was very predictable. Yes, satisfying, but that's a word that kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. I would have liked to see, Jesse should have died, in my opinion, or been caught, or these, you know, I understand he went through torture and hell and everything, and, you know, you want to see him have that moment of you know, that redemption.
See, yeah.
But I don't know, I felt like Walt got off too easy, and I really felt like fan service to me. I would have, you know, everybody mocks the Lost finale, everybody mocks the Sopranos finale. After some time away from the Sopranos finale, I kind of see I kind of understand that a little bit better. I don't know that I love it, but I understand it more. The Lost finale, I feel like those guys were just reaching in the dark, and they didn't really know how to put a cap on that thing. They'd built something that had way too many threads, and there was no way to tie that off. With this, this is a show that was surprising. Say what you will about it. Every show has flaws, but it was always surprising. It was that kind of television show where they just knocked you back because of, you know, the things that they were willing to do with the characters, and in the end they kind of ended with a whimper, in my opinion.
Well, first of all, the Sopranos finale is brilliant, but this is something.
Did you think it was brilliant when it aired?
Yes, I absolutely did. Okay. I remember being flabbergasted by it for about a second, and then starting to kind of process it and going, "Oh, okay, all right." I'm with you. Anyway, with regard to the Breaking Bad finale, there were people who complained that it was fan service, who complained, okay, well, this is a little too nice and neat. Walt arranges for money to be sent to his family. He makes his peace with Skyler. He gets to say goodbye to his daughter. He gets to kill all of the white supremacist fucks who screwed him earlier. And then, you know, Jesse gets that awesome moment of getting to get rid of Todd, and Jesse gets that amazing primal scream at the end to say, I'm free at last. And then Walt just kind of dies admiring the tools of his trade, admiring the tools that built Heisenberg. And it seems like fan service until you think about how this show has gone before. Think back to the season 4 finale. You know, think back to Walt versus Gus. You know, just, oh, Gus. Gus is so bad. Gus is so out. So, oh, I really want Walt to beat Gus. You know, all so many fans were so Walt versus Gus. I can't wait for Walt to finally get the upper hand and outsmart Gus. And that happened in the most garish, sensationalistic way. Way more sensational than anything that happens in the season finale.
I agree it was more sensational, but in terms of fan service, I think that's more, those interests were aligned. I think they ran parallel. I think you had to move the story forward, you had to kill Gus. It's not like there was another choice. To end the series, there were many different roads that they didn't take.
Yeah,
including letting Huell sit on Walt and crush him to death.
That's a fair way to put it. I think that's true. But, you know, I know this because I was on Twitter when the season 4 finale happened, and the number of people who had the just absolute holy shit reaction to that was phenomenal. This is a problem you're going to face with any series finale. Everyone's going to have their own idea. There are always going to be people who say, I wanted to see Tony Soprano's body in a morgue there are always going to be people who say, I wanted to see Walter White having to expound on his crimes as Heisenberg in a courtroom. There are always going to be people who say, I wanted Skyler and Walt Jr. dead. There are always going to be people who say, I wanted Jesse to kill Walt.
And I kind of now Jesse. Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. Would you have been happy with Jesse putting a bullet in Walt?
No. I actually I remember like when the episode started. One of the first things I asked my wife was, "Do you think Walt and Jesse will find some way of finding some sort of awkward peace between the two of them?" Because they were the pair throughout the entire show. Myself personally, and maybe this was just fan service in a weird way, I wanted them to come to some sort of a peace, and I think they did.
I did too.
Jesse wasn't going to kill him. He had the chance. No, I'm not going to do it. Fuck you. I'm out of here. And it just seemed like there's a nice. A bit of closure for their relationship for me. And
I don't really know how I would have liked it to end. I just know that the way it ended was kind of, it kind of felt, ho-hum. It wasn't bad, it was just kind of, I don't know, I expected more, I guess. I'm disappointed because it wasn't as spectacular as I thought it would be. You know, the machine gun thing was neat and all, and I don't know. I like the theory that was put out there. I think it was by Film School Rejects at the time of the episode, that Walt actually went into the lab just to make sure that he got final credit for the blue meth. I like that,
yes,
that notion. That puts a little extra layer there. I don't know. The leaving the money for his kids thing bothered me. The piece with Skyler bothered me. This was a bad guy, and they spent the last season bringing him down after the high of season 4, where he was the one who knocks, and that was the height of his Scarface-y kind of criminal, you know, god, people idolizing him thing, and they kind of slowly but surely knocked him back down to where he was just a schlub who was this. My favorite, I didn't want to walk away from this show thinking that the two episodes prior to this, when Walt is sitting on the side of the street with his barrel of money, and Jesse's captive, and I didn't want to wish that that was the finale, but in the end, I actually did wish that that was the finale, because I really wanted them to end in some kind of purgatory. I didn't want them to end with satisfaction, because the whole trajectory of the show for the last season has been taking the piss out of Walt and bringing him back down to Earth, and this kind of ended with him launching back into the stratosphere. I mean, I like that we got him admitting that he did it because he liked it. I think that was important.
Yes.
But apart from that, apart from Saul, seeing Walt for what he was, which was just a sad old man with a lot of money and cancer, in the episode prior to that, I would have been completely fine with it ending two episodes earlier.
Well, and see, and you bring up an interesting point, because I think the scene where he tells Skyler that he did it for him is the most important scene, not just of the finale, but of the whole fifth season. I think that carries so much weight to it, and I think that...
It does, but honestly, I would have been fine had it ended without that. I don't need a character to have to realize that he's a bad guy or to realize his motives for it to still be satisfying.
I don't think that he even thought of himself as a bad guy. I think that he
no,
just
of course not.
Himself.
He was delusional. He was
yeah,
a delusional narcissist.
Well,
I understand that, but I don't need to have him wear a T-shirt that says, "Yeah, I'm a meth king and I love it." I don't need him to do that.
But
honestly,
it was
satisfying in that moment. The way the show ended, it was important that we saw that, but had the show ended two episodes prior and had we not ever seen that, I would have been whistling Dixie. I would have been singing a song. I would have been grand.
I take your point that if we had ended two episodes earlier, that would have actually been a good ending. Like I
would,
that,
would it have been
it
would have
been,
been,
it been
a
very
ending?
Different. It would have been a very different ending.
Better or
good ending? I don't know if I would call it better. It would have been. That's one of the funny things about the show is how much people talked about how it should end. that no matter what the ending would have been, people would have been like, oh, that's fascinating. Mm. And I would have been very interested to see a show that ended that way with a little more ambiguity, with a little more, hey, Walter White, your kingdom is in shambles.
Would have given David Katzenberg a lot more room to work with.
That's true.
Would have given him a lot more room to work with for those extra three bonus $75 million episodes.
But I do find his admission that he did it for him interesting in the context of what he does next. Because, you know, Walt knows he's dying. Plus, he's already made arrangements for money to go to his family. But he still needs to get revenge. He still needs to put that machine gun in the trunk of his car.
Mm-hmm. Again, I feel
like that is for better or worse, for whatever you think of the finale, him admitting that he did it for him is so important to those final scenes, because it shows a man who has nothing to lose but his own myth. In those final scenes, he's not fighting for his family. He's not fighting for his own safety. He's not even really fighting for the safety of Jesse, because he uses Jesse as a tool to cause a diversion to be able to hit that button and start that machine gun. That is him defending the myth of Heisenberg. That whole final sequence is
him. Oh, I agree. And the fact that he shoots Jack when Jack's trying to bargain for him to tell him where the money is. The fact, yes, obviously he didn't care about the money at that point. It was just about preserving the getting his revenge. But you said a very important thing. You said he needed to get his revenge. He didn't, in the concept of the character, yes. But for us as viewers, he didn't need to get revenge. He wanted to get revenge. And I don't understand why we need to see a Walter White who gets, and Jeremy, I want to know your opinion on this. Do we need to see a version of Walter White where he gets everything that he wants? Because with the exception of dying, and he already knew he was dying, so it was going to happen inevitably, why does Walter White get everything he wants? It's not realistic, and it's not earned, especially considering he's such a bad guy.
No, but it is sort of a tragic anti-hero sort of situation, and he gets what matters most to him sort of wrapped up in some sort of weird justice way, because let's maybe go all the way back to the first season. Initially, he didn't, when they roll up to that meth lab in the first episode, it's not like he's thinking, holy shit, I could be good at this and this could give me something to live for. No, initially it germinates in his brain. He wants to do this for altruistic good reasons, and he, in a roundabout way, still got to patch up some of the holes that he had made before he walked out, because, yeah, like a tragic anti-hero type thing. I don't know. I'm glad that
would you have been happier if it would have ended the two episodes prior, like I said, or
I would have been okay with it.
With more ambiguity, as Matt said.
I mean, I would have been okay with that. I like endings sometimes that aren't real endings. They're just sort of a holy crap. But you guys bring up The Sopranos. That would have pissed off the planet, because people don't like the ambiguous endings at times. And I think Breaking Bad needed a finite closed. It's sealed. It's done.
All right, speaking of that, so does Heisenberg's Playhouse. So I'm going to let that be the last word on the Breaking Bad, because it's done. There's nothing we can do. I'll just have to sit here and be pissy about the special little love kiss that Vince Gilligan gave the fans instead of a little bit more of an artsy kind of ending. But hey, whatever.
Please join us next week on No Winter Sun Solarium, where we will talk about...
Speaking of the next cast, we're going to transition over to The Walking Dead, just because we want to say things on The Walking Dead. Jeremy and Matt will join me for the first episode of that, which will be up the same day as this. This is the last episode of Heisenberg's Playhouse. That one will be called Herschel's Farmhouse, and I'm sure at some point down the line I'll be doing Don Draper's Whorehouse as another show. I want to...
Draper's Den.
No, I like the horror. You see, you don't watch Mad Men, so you don't know but I want to thank... He's a pimp. I want to thank Jeremy R. Hudson for being a part of this show, Matt Jackson for being a part of this show. And even when he wasn't credited, Matt did some fantastic character work on our wonderful little horror found footage spoof thing, which was great fun. I want to, of course, thank... Is anybody else hear Journey playing? Don't Stop Believing? Just me. Anyway, I want to thank A.J. Wiley, who couldn't be here for the finale. He's supposed to be here. I think he's out parking the car or something. He should be in a little bit, but unfortunately, you guys won't get a chance to hear his voice one last time on Heisenberg's Playhouse here. Miles Hewitt was a huge part of the show also. Ooh, neat. Onion rings. I got these for the table. Anyway, I just many thanks to them for being part of the show. Many thanks for you for listening. I really appreciate that. It's been a labor of love. We really enjoyed putting on the show for you. We hope that it's been wonderfully weird for you. And hey, there's a guy in a members only jacket. He looks a little shifty. He's staring at me a little. Maybe he wants an onion ring. I'm gonna offer him an onion.